Preservation Board has a special subcommittee looking around the city and finding buildings or even neighborhoods worthy of legally becoming landmarks. Some are long known as eligible for the National Register of Historic Buildings, but were never put into the process. The council is being asked to designate Kensington High School and the Electric Tower downtown as official landmarks. Board Chairman Paul McDonald says Kensington received special screening.
These buildings have been determined to be eligible for the National Register. And since public money is used for any of the renovations, there's never any private money used for these, that they're always reviewed by the SHPO in Albany. So, in fact, the SHPO review is even more rigorous than ours because they review the interiors.
Kensington isn't the only school on the list. Longtime rival Bennett and All-High Stadium are right behind in the process as the board picks a date for public hearing to take the next stage in that process. For one board member, it's close to home. Don Gilbert was a star football and basketball player at Bennett before going on to football at UB and into the Canadian Football League. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.